Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Talking all kinds of Penn State recruiting. We're going to look at the class of 2019, which comes to a close this coming Wednesday, National Signing Day Part 2. But first, coming off a Junior Day weekend, we're going to look at the classes of 2020 and 2021 because three commitments from the weekend came from those classes. Big-time birthday present for James Franklin, who celebrated his birthday, what, on Saturday?
Correct.
Okay. So no better way to usher in a new year for James than to get three new commits. We're going to look at also, you know, as it relates to the 2019 class, Penn State's history under James Franklin of getting three-star players and how they've fared. That's coming off the most recent 2019 commit, Joseph Darqua, the three-star defensive tackle from Germany. Later, Jeff Brown's going to join us to talk some Penn State basketball. Boy, a new way to lose a game there for Patrick Chambers and his team. Still reeling a little bit. We'll get Jeff's thoughts on that coming up a little bit later on quarter number four. We're going to talk football first, though. And Junior Day weekend, it has yielded some busy times as far as commits go, Greg. But I didn't see this one coming.
No.
And especially you look ahead to 2020 and 2021, where those guys don't even have star ratings yet. So let's just recap it real quick. Curtis Jacobs, a 2020 linebacker, a four-star from McDonough. A McDonough hot streak. That's where Devon Ellis came from. That's where PJ Mustipher came from in the 18 class. Also from 2020, quarterback Josh Moten. He's from National Christian Academy in Maryland. He's also a four-star. And then in 2021, Dante Thornton, the wide receiver, 6'4", 170, an interesting kid. So what were your thoughts on seeing these kind of come in back to back to back?
Yeah, you know, it was certainly interesting. Obviously, anytime you get this many kids on campus, you know, Penn State had a pretty strong mix of 19, 20, and 21 class players on campus. And whenever you're able to do that, you're more likely than not, I think, to come away pleased with the final result. And for Penn State, the final result was, three new commitments for James Franklin and maybe more coming down the road here, just based off the fact that they had some, again, 19 guys and high priority 2020 guys on campus as well. So, you know, it's hard to focus a lot on the 2021 commit, Dante Thornton. He looks like a tremendous player on film. He also wouldn't play his first game at Penn State until September 2021. So
long way to go.
Yeah, so it's difficult really to look that far down the road, but he'll be a fun guy to follow. It's interesting. Penn State was really one of the, I would say, latest Power 5 schools to get on the board in the class of 2020. And now it's really kicking on in that group. And it's sort of one of the earlier ones to have a 2021 pledge as well. So, the way the recruiting world works at times can always be interesting. But no, for the most part, I think that Penn State gets a nice haul here, and Moten and Jacobs are two guys that have always been at the top of the board. And I don't know if most thought Penn State would lock them up this weekend, but it's not a surprise considering they seem to be the favorite here for a while.
Well, what happens here is the class of 2020, you know, because it starts to become a focal point really right now. There's not a whole lot more to do in 2019. I know there's some names left on the board that we'll be tracking and watching real close on Wednesday. But, you know, now's the time they're starting to add layers to that 2020 class. It goes from two commitments to four, two more on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, I think first and foremost for me, you see a really good, talented athlete like Curtis Jacobs come in. Still a lot of room to grow yet in his high school career. But another step in the right direction when it comes to bringing linebackers in. You know, you look at the depth chart in 2019, and it's pretty phenomenal. And it's come a long way in a short amount of time. They've come a long way since they've had some struggles getting big-time linebackers in there. But now you're looking at three classes in a row getting impact kids, for sure. And it's changed the complexion. You know, it legitimately, I don't really like to throw around the linebacker you thing, but you can legitimately think about that now. Starting now, but this is another another layer with another good kid in Jacobs.
Yeah, and, you know, Penn State, I don't have it in front of me at this second, my list of notes about 2020 targets, still trying to get through the class of 2019, of course. But, you know, this could very well be the end-all, be-all for Penn State at linebacker. I mean, with Derek Wingo in, with Curtis Jacobs in, I mean, you could take another one, but I think it'd have to be a really special player because otherwise, you know, at some point, you're going to have more linebackers than you have room for on the field. That's just, you know, especially with the way Brent Pry likes to mix in sub-packages and whatnot. So they could very well be done with the linebacker spot in this class in, you know, February of 2019 for the 2020 class. So about a year early, which would be a big win, I think, for James Franklin and his program.
Yeah, and I think you're onto something there. You they've already got two locked up. You talk about Wingo as well, and yeah, it's an interesting time. And I liked what Jacob said to, I think it was Blue White Illustrated, about what Penn State's pitch to him was and what stood out to him. And there was some honesty there. And I remember, you know, we had Devin Ford come on this show. We've had, I think, Brandon Smith came on the show, and they both said roughly the same thing, is that they're not coming to your living room and saying you're going to be a star, you're going to start right away, you're going to get X number of snaps. They're kind of being real and honest with them. And in the case of Jacobs, that helped them stand out from the rest of the field, is that I think the kids are smart. I think their parents are smart, and they know when there's smoke being blown. And it would seem, just from the last few instances this has come up, that's part of Penn State's charm on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Obviously, you know, they have spent a lot of time together, most of the guys on the staff and James Franklin. And I think what that does for you is maybe a little bit undervalued at times, because when you're going in to home visits and meeting high school coaches and parents and things like that, you have to be on endlessly. And if you're not on, you better hope the guy that's with you is on and can carry the load. And look, just think about your day-to-day interactions with people you work with, or people, you know, if you're in a customer style kind of business, it's not necessarily easy to be on every single time you're going out to meet a recruit or his family or his coach, or you run into his grandma somewhere. You know, there's all these different variables. So that's one of these things the staff does well. There's no question about that.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're just getting started here talking Penn State football. Big recruiting weekend. Three new commits. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, who absolutely loves you guys, Keystone Sports Network listeners. They are extending a special offer for the blue-white game for the Keystone Sports Network. They've lowered their rates to a ridiculously low price. $350 is a starting point for a group of four. Arrive Friday, stay through the weekend through Sunday morning, free parking, a free shuttle to and from the game, where admission for the game is free. So you look at do a little cost comparison, what you can get there with an RV, which I don't, you know, I think RVs are charming and I love staying in them, but you compare that to a hotel price for four people, and I think you're making out really, really well. A good, cheap, inexpensive weekend all around. $350 for a group of four. You can check that out at gopsurv.com. Just to touch on Josh Moten a little bit, 5'11", 165. He's a four-star as well. Never really had a problem getting cornerback commits. James Franklin has never had that issue, and I think it just keeps feeding into itself because they've played really, really well. And you look at two guys, speaking of three stars who we'll talk about later, Christian Campbell, Amani Oruwariye. Campbell was a sixth-round draft pick. Oruwariye is going to be a high draft pick in April. And they've produced at the cornerback position. They've played guys early. That is one of the positions, you know, you look at running back too, yeah, for sure. Wide receiver, I think you could say, before they ran into some issues this year, where they have recruited, developed, and it just keeps perpetuating itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy at this point. You know, you go get a guy, three-star, four-star, doesn't matter. You develop him, you let him play early. Maybe he's a taller guy like a Christian Campbell or an Amani or Uriye. Maybe he's a guy on the shorter end of the spectrum like a John Reed. Penn State's been able to have success with both of those guys, and it doesn't matter if we're talking a 5'10 corner or a 6'1 corner. They have had success developing and getting those guys ready, not only to play at a high level in college, but then at the pro level as well. So good start, you know, to the James Franklin era in that capacity. I don't know if we can still talk about the start of it 5 years into it, heading into year six, but I mean, there's no no question. They have not developed and recruited every position group at an extremely high level. I don't think there's any argument to be made about that, but corner is certainly one of them.
Corner is one of them, and Moten, number 229 in the 24/7 sports composite. So four guys, that 2020 class, up to number 13 in the national rankings. And I think it's worth asking again, considering the high, the big-time target still on the board is, how good can it be, and can it be Franklin's best yet? I think the answer to that can definitely be yes. Obviously, something Julian Fleming and Brian Bressy and guys like that, but they are on their way in 2020. I think it could be Penn State's best.
Yeah, I think it's completely realistic to think that at this point they have a lot of top targets out there, maybe in play for more five-star recruits than they've ever been in one recruiting cycle in the James Franklin era. So, yeah, I mean, I think the bar should be set that high. Now, will it necessarily work out like that way in the end? We'll have to wait and see. But I do believe that this group, just based off of what they have so far, plus the talent base that they're already in with. I mean, we're at a point now where, you know, do three-star recruits still get Penn State offers in this class and other classes? Yeah, certainly. But are they taking a lot of those guys? No. I mean, that when James Franklin first got here, they were obviously taking more 3 and 4 than 4 and 5. Now they're taking more 4 and 5 and 3 and 4. When you get into that realm of recruiting, that's when you start talking about being one of the, you know, 12, 15 schools that might be able to actually legitimately have a shot at winning a national title. Obviously, Penn State wants to do that this year. They have a lot to replace. So it'll be interesting to see how this class fills out. But obviously, it's off to a good start. The 2019 group that's already signed is very strong, and they'll sign in more strong talent. And then, you know, before we know it, spring practice will be here to keep things rolling along.
And you can check out gopsurv.com if you want to go check out the blue-white game, too. 2021 wide receiver Dante Thornton, no ranking yet. I saw him put something out there. He wanted to be like Justin Shorter. He made a really rapid rise. A little early for that because nobody's really ranked in the 2021 class, but you can see some similarities there for sure. How about just real quick, it feels like forever ago, I think it was Friday, right, that Joseph Darqua, the tackle from Germany, he's a three-star, but he's a different kind of three-star, and I think to your point, that's who Penn State is looking for, is three-stars who have a lot of unearthed potential.
Exactly, yet. And there's no way to debate that he is in that category for sure. I mean, this is a guy that really is able to move pretty well for a big guy. He obviously has some work to do. Look, he's from Germany. He's an international player. You know, there's some major differences about the way the game's played there and at the college football level, the FBS level, and the Big Ten. But Penn State likes to get him. They keep him away from some other pretty good programs, and we'll see how he develops.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about Darqua. We're going to look at the 2019 defensive line class, hard push to the finish line here to get them where they are, including Darqua on Friday. Stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.